Thank you. I'd like for you to take your Bibles, if you would please, and turn your Bibles to Psalm 103. And when you find it, I would like for us to stand together. Psalm 103. This morning I was reading in the Psalms, and it's perhaps my most favorite book of the Bible. Just think all of those nights that David sat out on the hillside singing unto the Lord, and the Lord said, "You know, David, I like that so much, I'm going to put it in a book so everybody can enjoy it." And we come to Psalm 103, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful psalm. And what I'd like for us to do is read responsively through verse 12. And so I'll read the first verse, and you'll read the next one, and then we'll all read verse 12 together, ever how we land up. So I'd like for us to read this together. I'll begin reading in verse 1, and then you follow. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Amen. Let's have a seat and we'll begin our testimony time this morning. A wonderful, wonderful passage to start with. If you'd like to give a testimony, let's go ahead and have you step out. Let's begin. Do not be bashful. I know that sometimes being first is a frightful thing, but we've enjoyed the testimonies throughout the year and look forward to this day. So while these folks are coming, Amanda, we'll go ahead and start with you.
My name is Amanda Blaine, and I'm a sophomore missions major. And this semester, I've really seen how God answers prayer. With all the health problems that I've had, Tuesdays and Thursdays have been kind of rough. And in the beginning of the semester, I thought I was going to have to drop a class because I couldn't make it through Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'd go home and just completely fall apart. And so my mom called on two ladies that we know. One is an older lady in our church up north. She's about 80 or older. And then another is a pastor's wife that we know that's, her husband pastors a church that's about an hour and a half away from my home church up north. And she asked if they could, she explained the situation, and they both know me very well. And she asked if they could pray for us and specifically pray for me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the very next week, the Tuesday and Thursday after that, were so much better. And it's been amazing to me to see God answer a specific prayer. If it wasn't for those two ladies praying for me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I couldn't have gotten through this semester. And it's been really neat to be, to see in my own life God answering prayer and being a recipient of God answering the prayers of other people. And I also want to praise the Lord for Dr. Childs. He's had a tremendous impact on my life. The first year we went, we would sing in class. And the very first semester, I was going through a lot, and it seemed like whenever I walked into class, either he'd have a visual up on the overhead, or we'd sing a song. That was just a real blessing that the Lord used to speak to my heart. And then the next semester and this semester, we've been memorizing verses and singing. And the Lord has brought different verses to mind. I've been amazed as I'm going throughout the day, and all of a sudden a verse that we memorized in systematic or historical books will pop into my mind. And if I don't remember everything from his class, but two things I will always remember is crucified with Christ in open hands.
Brother Childs, can you believe that somebody enjoys your singing? Josh.
My name is Josh Lancaster. I am a fifth-year senior, Lord willing, graduating this year. And I want to praise the Lord for, first of all, my salvation and for bringing me through the different things he has as far as life is concerned. He's called me to be an evangelist, a preacher, and I praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for his direction. The reason I'm coming up here specifically, though, is God has been doing something in my life lately, and I think probably many of us have a lot of things that are going on in our lives, but I just had a lot of turmoil, a lot of questions. I wasn't sure if I was going to be coming back next semester, if I was going to sit out perhaps a year. I was very seriously considering that. And God was just always there all along, and if it was God's will, it was going to be fine. And just that one aspect alone was something that was just a really encouragement to me, something I wanted to praise the Lord for, that we can just trust in Him no matter what. I mean, if I have to sit out for a year, if I have to do whatever, God's in control. I don't have to worry about what's going to go on in life. God's in control. Just give it over to Him. But God saw fit to make it to where no matter what, I'm going to be back next semester, it looks like. So I praise the Lord for that. And also, I wanted to praise the Lord for one specific thing besides that. Just about 2 weeks ago on Friday, I had a chance to preach Bible study at one of my jobs. And it was a blessing being able to do that, period. And there were about probably 30 or 40 guys in there that I got to preach to. But I got to preach, and when I got done there, I had to gave an invitation. And one guy did raise his hand about a need for salvation. And then there was a lady that raised her hand about a need to get right with God. And that was a blessing. And maybe in the future I'll be able to have an opportunity to minister more with them. But just that alone was good enough. But then beforehand, God provided just through the boss there, He gave me a birthday card, and He's like, here's something for preaching today. And neither of those was I expecting, but when I was on my way home, each one of those, the birthday card had a $100 bill in it from my job, and then the envelope was a check for $100 just for preaching that day. And that was a blessing that I wasn't expecting. And then later on that day, the Lord provided another $50, and it was just neat seeing God do that. And then the Lord provided $1,000 this week toward my school bill. And all of that, that's just above and on top of what God's already done in my life and in each one of our lives. I just want to praise Him for what He's done.
Amen.
By the time that I realized I should have given this testimony at the beginning of the semester, it was a few months into it. And I'm glad that it was, because there's someone that has been helping me with my school bill, and he means so much to me. My uncle that I've been praying for a while has... at the beginning of the semester, he asked me, Anthony, how much does it cost to for one semester? And I told him how much. And my uncle himself wrote out a check and paid for the entire semester. So I praise the Lord for my uncle being willing to do that.
Amen. Thank
you. My name is Nathan Houck. I'm a junior pastoral and music major. And I just like to praise the Lord today, first of all, for what I praised Him for. I guess it was Monday, for providing the money on my school bill. He provided $1,500 this week. And like Josh said, I didn't know how I was coming back next semester, but I just praise the Lord for His provision. And then the verses that come to mind is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And I was thinking the other day, you know, the biggest thing I think that I can be thankful for is the fact that I have God in my life, is the fact that He saved me and that He takes care of me. And I was thinking of the unsaved, and I was thinking how I can really understand why they would go out and commit suicide or do the things that they do, because there's no purpose in life without God.
Amen.
And it really hit me how much I'm not thankful for what God does in my life, and just for the fact that I have someone to go to when I'm struggling with something, or even to go and to praise Him for, or to when I'm seeking for direction to go. I have someone to go to other than my parents, and I have someone that I know will give me the right answer. I'm not saying my parents wouldn't, but I'm just saying that, you know, you just have a confidence. There's a confidence in life that you have when you know that God is on your side and that you have Him that you can go to. So I just praise the Lord for Him today.
Amen. Aaron?
Aaron Boone. I'm a sophomore pastoral major. I just want to praise the Lord, as many have said, that Lord's provided money for my school bill. He's provided about $1,800 to $2,000 for this year, which without that I would have been in the hole, but... what I really want to praise the Lord for is just the simple bits of advice or encouragement that I get from people, not even looking for it. A man at our church, I sit in front of every time I talk to him. He looked at me one day, and I was really down. I was really just depressed about certain situations back home. And he looked at me, he's just like, "I'm very thankful for you, Aaron." And that's all he said. That's all he said to me, and it was just such an encouragement. And then people of work have just given me just little bits of encouragement, saying, "It'll all work out." These are people that are unsaved, that understand the situation I'm going through back home. They'll say, it'll work out. Somehow it'll work out. And just the counsel that He's provided, with my pastor being down here, I'm able to talk to him if I get a chance, if I need something. But how the Lord just provides that little bit of encouragement that you need just at the right time.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Castaño, and I just wanted to say that a verse that has really spoken to me lately is Proverbs 25:12. It's a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. And since I've been here, I've had trouble sometimes because I am a homebody. I like to be with my family, and so being up here has been hard sometimes. And I've heard so many messages at church and at chapel, and it seems like they all are exactly what I need. And it's funny because sometimes I think somebody's saying something to the speakers everywhere because it's just what I need to hear. And so, like the verse says, a word fitly spoken, and God just fits everything that I need to hear right in. And so I just wanted to praise Him for that.
Amen.
My name is Christy Darling, and I'm a non-graduating senior. And I just want to praise the Lord for two things this morning. One, for His Word. This semester I was able to take cults class, and it has opened up my eyes so much to the falsehood of so many of the cults around us that think that they hold the truth. And yet, thankfully, we have the truth, and we have God's Word, and it's our firm foundation, and we can stand upon it, and it'll never fail us. And I just praise the Lord for that, and because of that, He's allowed me so many scriptures to memorize and to learn that has helped me in witnessing. And I praise the Lord also for the testimony of this school. So many times at McDonald's, I've been able, because of this school, been able to witness. A coworker told me that, she said, you would be surprised how many people in this community really look up to your school and really, and like yesterday, this guy came through and he was from Germany. And yet he said, your school's in that small little city, isn't it? I was like, yeah, Lattimore. And he's like, yeah, that's a really good school. And he said, you just keep plugging away. And so it was just a blessing. And it's just opened up so many opportunities for me to witness to my coworkers because they know that I'm not from around here. And so it's been able to be able to witness to them. And it's just been a blessing. And I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Brother Bray.
My name is Jim Bray. I'm a graduating senior. And I just want to thank the Lord for His goodness. The passage that we were reading this morning was such a blessing. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. That's what we're doing today. And it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I'm thankful that He forgave my sins years ago and saved me and called me to the ministry. And He healeth all thy diseases, including my left hand. Praise the Lord. And verse 5 says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. I thank God for His provision for me materially and food and rent and all that kind of stuff over the last 4 years and tuition. And it's just a miracle how God's got me this far. And I'm thankful for Christian parents that I had. Thankful for 33 years with a godly wife. Thankful for a godly brother. In fact, it was the first time I ever visited here. My wife and I came to see him graduate years ago. And I thought, boy, someday, if the Lord allows it, I sure like to go to a place like that, to go back to school again. And then I'm thankful to all of you, too, because the last part of verse 5 says, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And I think your influences made me younger than I was 4 years ago. So, praise the Lord.
That means Brother Bray's going to play football tomorrow, I think. So.
I'm Benjamin Principe. I'm a senior evangelist major. A lot of you probably have already heard that the life and work on the mission field class was having sort of a field trip yesterday. We got into a car accident. I just want to praise the Lord for His protection. This could have been a lot worse than it was. I think all of us are a little bit sore, but some more than others. But other than that, we're all quite well, and I just want to thank Him for His protection.
Amen. Mrs. Smith?
My name is Mrs. Smith. I'm a 5-year music major. And I want to praise the Lord for who He is and for the fact that He allows me to get to know Him better every day. I want to thank Him especially for answered prayer. It's a privilege to be able to pray and see Him answer. I remember a few years ago a man in our church that told us when in a counseling session that he didn't ever remember God answering a prayer, and it wasn't worth it. How sad. because God answers prayer every day, and I'm just so thankful for that. I want to thank you for your prayers. The beginning of this semester, many of you know I fractured my shoulder, and I was looking at a long period of healing, but God healed. And I thank the Lord for that. I didn't even have to have the physical therapy that they told me I'd have to have. And I know that that was because of prayer. He taught me many things during that time. One of being that he was going to slow me down a little bit. And he did. And I want to thank the Lord, too, for Dr. Scoville and Mr. Scoville for their patience and their understanding and their help with all of this. I want to thank the Lord, too, for the fact that in this whole situation with my arm, we had been praying for 2 years that we might be able to be a witness to our neighbors, and we've tried. We've been over there and talked with them and tried to get acquainted, tried to get to know them, tried to talk to them about church, invited them to many things at our churches and so at our church and so forth. And never had any response whatsoever, very cold to us. But when I hurt my arm, they noticed I wasn't mowing the grass. And my husband was doing it, and he usually does the other stuff. And I like to mow the grass, by the way. And they came over. Our neighbors on one side came over and began to talk to us for the first time since we've lived there, and things just opened up, and we've been able to talk with them about spiritual things and about church, and they profess salvation, but they need God in their lives. It's obvious. And so we just thank the Lord for the way that he works, even through these times that we think are difficult, and we ask God, why? You know, I'm serving you. I'm trying to do what you want. Why did you allow this to happen? But God's plan is always best. And I thank the Lord for you students and for the way that you encourage us as faculty, for the privilege that it is to work here and serve the Lord. He's the one that we can focus on. And I just praise the Lord that he's allowed us to have a ministry for him. And one other thing real quickly I wanted to share is that I just want to thank the Lord for the privilege of having children that serve the Lord as well. And to hear many times when we pray for them how the Lord is using them and people are being saved all over the world because of them, because of the Lord using them. And some of you students' wives, I know it's difficult at times when you have children and you can't do all that you want to do for God. But what a blessing it is to reap those bonuses of years ago, talking to my children, training them, teaching them that God is everything to them. And I wanted them to learn to serve him. And now to be able to see some of that fruit and also to be able to pray for them.
Amen. My name is Jonathan Beasley. I am a junior evangelism major, and I was just sitting here thinking that this would not be possible if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead. He rose from the grave, and I'm so glad that I serve a risen Savior. And thanks for that, Glenn. I appreciate that. He'll explain later. But he did this thing with his head, moved it back and forth. But if any of you have seen, it's quite a weird thing. But anyways, I want to praise the Lord for the school. I don't think I've ever given a testimony since I've been here on this school, but I'm very, very thankful for this school for a couple of reasons. Number one, this school it preaches and lives that this is the final authority. And I'm very thankful for that. You'd be surprised how many people, and that would be even in our circles, that kind of doubt the authority of the Bible. And I'm just so thankful to be with professors, with fellow students who, when they're in a crisis or just in everyday life and in questions in their life, they go back to this book. And it's neat to be around friends who push you back to that. And when you're going through a trial, they just say, well, what does the Bible say? Or what is this saying. If you go to counseling to any of the professors, they'll take you to the Bible. And I appreciate that because man's opinion ultimately doesn't matter. God's opinion does. And I'm so thankful that I can hold this and say this is God's word. And but I'm glad for that, for the school. But also, I am so thankful. I didn't know that there was a school that focused so much on preaching God's word. But we've gotten away from preaching and standing for truth and heralding the truth of God's word through preaching. And I'm grateful to be in a school that puts an emphasis on the preaching of God's word. And so I'm ever indebted to the school. I'm thankful for the faculty and all that they have poured into my life and just in teaching every day. It's been a blessing to me. And I thank God for you much. I'm thankful for that. But I'm also thankful for the lessons that God's taught me this last year. I've been kind of through the whole year, been studying on prayer, just generally speaking. And I've been kind of studying the idea of Jesus' prayer life and how oftentimes he went apart to pray. And the Lord really burdened me. And I can't say that I've learned that lesson, but I am learning that lesson about prayer and being stretched in that way. And one verse that I read in my devotions this morning was in Matthew 21, verse 22. And it says, "In all things, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive." God wants to answer my prayer. And of course, there's some stipulation to that. It's according to his will. But I have found the more that I've spent time with him, the more I want his will. And the more my prayers are being answered in result of that. And I'm thankful for that. And one thing that I have found that with prayerlessness is a result of my own selfish pride. Because I think that I can do life without him. And the more that I pray, the more I find myself wanting to pray, the more I find myself needing to pray. And the Lord's been teaching me this last year, and it's been quite a blessing. And there's one other thing that I just want to thank the Lord for is in Psalms 103 that we read. It says, "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." I'm just so thankful that I'm not in hell right now. I ought to be. I ought to be there, and we all ought to be. But I'm so thankful that we can stand here with other believers and just praise God and realizing that we are redeemed, bought with the precious blood of Christ. And so I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Nathan?
Good morning. My name is Nathan Fry. I'm a senior. As a senior, there's been a lot of nervousness, I guess, about what I'm going to do when I graduate. And it's been neat to see over about the last 2 months, the Lord opening up the doors for me that I realized he'd been preparing me for all my life. And I see how he's been directing me, and he's opened up a door for the summer ministry and possibly long term. And it's just neat to know that God's in control, and he's going to lead me no matter what happens.
Amen. And after Ryan's testimony, we'll have some music, and then we'll have some more testimonies. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Ryan Griffin. I'm a sophomore, first semester. I want to praise the Lord. Well, first of all, I want to read a verse, and for the sake of misquoting it, I'm going to read it straight to you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, "We love him because he first loved us." Man, that's incredible. That absolutely captivates me because God wants me now, and he wanted me before I was saved and who I was at that moment. He wants me. He loves me. And just to know that God pursued me before I ever pursued him, that he loved me before I ever stepped foot toward him and ever showed any kind of love or even likeness toward him. And that takes my breath away, that he loves me. And then I want to share a verse that pretty much describes my life, and I don't want to focus on the first part of it, the good man part, but the latter part of it, and that's this, Psalms 37, 23, 24, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." I feel like that I'm not supposed to be here. If it wasn't for God intervening into my life, I should not be here, at this school in particular, and that's manifested in many different ways. The things that I was involved in, the people that I spoke with, the conversations that I've had, the things that I would do previously, I shouldn't have gone down this road and ended up here at Ambassador Baptist College, an independent fundamental Baptist college, learning the Bible. That's not who I should have been, but then God reached into my life, and he changed my direction. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. And that's all I want to do is serve him. even the small things in my life. Like I went to school before I came to this school for 3 years at a community college. And I wanted to leave that school and go straight to Bible college 2 weeks into the first semester. I was a little upset with my parents because they made me stay. And to be obedient to my parents, I stayed there anyways. But I found out why, just last semester, why the Lord had me stay at that community college and get the degree. It was to receive a job that I now have here at the school. And he just directs. He guides. God's amazing. I praise the Lord that he's willing to do that.
I was reading this morning in my devotions in Isaiah 25, and I came across six verses that were a real blessing. Isaiah 25, verse 1 says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city, a ruin, a palace of strangers, to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. And then Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9, it's a prophetic verse speaking of the glory. It says, He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And that's what we're doing today. So many of you will be coming right now and give some more testimonies. God's spoken to your heart, and maybe he's dealt with you about something recently in the preaching, or just some blessing you want to thank him and praise him for. Brother Childs, go right ahead.
I'm Ernie Childs, and I'm younger than Jim Bray. And it's all your fault. I want to thank God for two things, really, two really attributes of his. His sustaining grace and his faithfulness. I thank him that 50 years ago, he saw fit to pluck me out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and establish my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth, Brother Beale. Excuse me. And he's kept me. I don't know why. I would have thrown me away a long time ago. But because of his great faithfulness. And then I want to thank him for his sustaining grace. I don't need to go into all the details. But it's so wonderful that he has given me the opportunity for these last 19 and a half years to teach his word and to see men and women go out from here across the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like something that Dr. Comfort says a lot of times. We'll be clipping coupons for all eternity. And I think that that's the truth. And that's the truth for you as well as for me. But it's all because of God's sustaining grace. The only reason that you're here, the only reason that I'm here, is because of God's sustaining grace.
My name is Matthew Rose. I'm a pastoral. I'm a senior. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for saving my soul. I was saved at the age of 4. I wasn't involved in deep sin, obviously, but I was a sinner, and it took just as much grace for God to save me as it did anyone else. And I want to thank him for that, and I want to thank him that salvation is free and that it's by us placing our faith in Jesus Christ, and it's not for just a select few like the Calvinists say, and because I certainly wouldn't have been one of the elect, because I failed God so many times, but it's by faith, and I place my faith in him, and I'm thankful for him saving me. And secondly, I want to thank him for my family. My mom and dad have always been so supportive. They're good, godly people. They've never discourage me from doing anything that I said that God wanted me to do. They never forced me to go into a career or even into the ministry. You know, they just prayed for me and asked God to direct.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for them. And then I'm thankful for my church, also Heritage Baptist Church. And when I first started going there, I started going because I saw the need in the church. There was no musicians, no Sunday school teachers. And I said, well, Lord, I'm just going to go to be a blessing. And time after time, as much as you try to be a blessing, the people there are just such a blessing to you. And I've received money from the people there so many times this semester, and they didn't even know that I needed it. Or, they're always an encouragement. They're always trying to do right. You see them growing. And I'm just thankful for the church that God has put me in while I'm here.
Amen.
My name is Daniel Dietrich. I'm a senior pastoral major. And as I was sitting listening to the testimonies, I was thinking, you know, I've been here for 4 years. Lord willing, I'll graduate in May. And there's many things that I can praise the Lord for that He's done in my life while I've been here. First of all, I guess that will be Him keeping me here once I got here. I just about left after my freshman year. Many people don't know this. And there was a few people that their influence in my life is what brought me back to school. So I praise the Lord for keeping me here. I also want to praise the Lord that 7 days after graduation, the Lord provided a wife for me to marry. And so 7 days after graduation, I'll be getting married. And that's another thing that the Lord has given me while I've been here at school. But also, over the last year, the Lord has been working in my heart about what He wanted me to do in ministry. And just over the last year with working at a camp and different things, the Lord has placed in my heart a desire to work in a ministry such as that. And I want to praise the Lord that even though you might not know when you come to school what the Lord's going to have you do, He will show you what He wants you to do. And He's always faithful to show us, and I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen, Brandon.
My name is Brandon Harris. I'm a graduating senior this year, missions major. I just wanted to praise the Lord for, Brother Bill mentioned on Monday night, men that were people in his life that led him to be who he is today, people that used to pick him up on his bus route and different things. And he challenged us to think of people who have been important people in our lives that have maybe been there at a certain time in our life to lead us in a certain direction or give us some encouragement or help us along or just push us in a certain direction so that we will follow after the Lord. And I'm just thankful for three people this morning. I'm thankful for many people, obviously, but three that came to my mind right off the bat was number one would be my mom. She is a lady that has been through a lot, but at the same time has kept me in a church environment. She kept me in church growing up, even though she had to force me to do a lot of things sometimes. But it allowed the Lord to be able to break my heart as I got older to get saved and then later on want to serve Him. And so I'm thankful for my mom. And I'm also thankful for my youth pastor when I was growing up in high school. He was a man that taught me a lot of things. He used to get on me a lot, but at the same time he would teach me, he taught me the importance of prayer. And if it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't have the prayer life I do. But he always wanted me, when I was in high school, we'd get up early in the morning, we'd go to school and we'd pray for an hour before school started many times. And I'm thankful for that I had a youth pastor that was personal with me. He didn't just preach to me on certain days and then leave me alone, but he was with me constantly encouraging me, and he always was a part of my life. And even today he calls me and tries to encourage me and ask me how I'm doing. So I'm very thankful for that. And also for my basketball coach, which I left him for last because it's funny how he was part of my life while I was in high school, but then the Lord has actually kept him in my life. He moved from my church that I grew up in to the church that I now attend in Statesville. And it just happened to be that way. The Lord directed him to go there, and I didn't know I'd actually be going to that church until I came here my freshman year. And so just the Lord keeping him in my life, he taught me a lot of discipline. Because I grew up pretty much without a dad at times because my parents were separated. But he was the man in my life that probably taught me most of the discipline that I needed to have. He was hard on me and gave me a lot of the talk-tos. I need, you know, when people need to talk to you and sit you down and be harsh sometimes and understand that. And I needed that a lot. And I'm just thankful for him in my life and just for the Lord keeping him around now. And he's someone who I'm able to have a continual fellowship with and talk to now as he's a part of the church up in Statesville. So I'm just thankful for those three people that the Lord has had in my life who have been a very strong influence on me, and they're partly the reason why I'm here today.
Amen. John. I'm John Eitzelflesch, and I'm a pastoral major. And Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." And I want to praise the Lord this morning for a lady named Marilyn White. And Marilyn White was someone that my mom grew up with, and they were childhood friends. And once my mom graduated from college, they still kept contact. And my mom graduated from secular college. She'd grown up believing, you know, if you just be a good person, you'll get to heaven. But because of Marilyn White's influence and constant witness, she actually invited her to a weekend retreat that they had at their church. And the preacher there said that he was basing his whole life on this book. And my mom had been very involved in religion, you know, with her parents. But because of that statement, and then because of Marilyn's life and testimony, a couple weeks later, she trusted Christ as her Savior. Mm-hmm. Because of a person that just reached out to her, a childhood friend that she didn't let go and just forget about. And so I praise the Lord for Marilyn White, and then I also praise the Lord for my mom. Because of Marilyn White's influence, she started going to Fourth Baptist Church, and that's where she was discipled, and then later she went to Pillsbury Baptist Bible College, and then later she met my dad, and now she's been a great influence on my life, and the you know, she's prayed for me a lot, I know, and all those things, but the biggest part in my life, I think, that I can remember was when, after my junior year of high school, I had backslidden pretty badly, and I was really questioning a lot of things. I knew that God was real, and I knew I was saved, but I wasn't sure that I wanted to spend my life for him. And I kind of got into a real low point, and I had a talk with my parents. And my mom was the one that said to me, and I said, "How can you serve a God that lets these things happen to you in some hard times?" And she was the one that said to me, she said, "John, I don't serve God because of the things I get from him. I serve God and I seek to know God because I get to know him. He is the reward." And because of her walk with God and her just steadfastness, that was one of the things that helped me come out of that time and realize that, you know, serving God is worth it, and he is the prize, not anything that we get. So, praise the Lord.
Amen. Very good, Scott.
My name is Scott Devane. I'm a senior music pastoral major. I'd just like to praise the Lord this morning for his healing. About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I was out here on the field over here, separated my shoulder. And at first I was in a lot of pain, I was having to walk around with that sling, but I visited the doctor's office a couple days ago, and he said I didn't have to wear that sling anymore. So praise the Lord, he's just brought about that healing. They said it was going to be a little bit longer process, but it seems like it's healing pretty quickly. Also, in the way the Lord stretches you, specifically in that area, I never really thought I was going to have to trust the Lord physically in my life, but it showed me really how much we take for granted, even, you know, the small things, getting out of bed in the morning and, you know, maybe putting on a jacket when it's cold outside, having to get your roommates to help you do that. You know, I'm sure that wasn't pleasant for them, but I really appreciate all their help, and I just praise the Lord for in the ways that he teaches us to trust him, new things every day.
Amen. Brother Bray, we'll put you on the line against him on the turkey bowl.
Good morning. My name is Betsy Friel. I'm a freshman missions major. And this morning, I'd just like to praise the Lord for what he's taught me in the last few weeks. As many of you know, for Dr. Child's classes, we have to memorize these lists. And I never realized that I was a worrier till I came here. And I constantly worry about my grades and if I'm going to remember every bit of information on that list. And I was studying a few weeks ago one of the lists that didn't end up being on the test, by the way, but and it had to do with trusting in the Lord. And I'm sitting there, and it's talking about the Israelites, and I'm reading it and saying, okay, trust in God, and, you know, going down through the whole list. And I'm sitting there worrying, and I'm not applying the list to my own life. And so it really convicted me. I just put it down, and I prayed that the Lord would help me never to study those lists or study anything at this school for the sake of getting an A. But like Dr. Childs has taught us, to make an A in life is so much more important than an A in the classroom, and that it's a matter of pride if I'm studying for a grade. And so I'm just so thankful for the Lord allowing me to see that, because it's so much more important. And I also just praise the Lord for this faculty and staff, and for how much they love us and care about us. And I'm thankful during that time that a few of the faculty came to me and asked me what was wrong, and told me to smile again and not to be so worried. And I'm also thankful yesterday, as you guys know, we got in a little bit of an accident. It really wasn't a bad accident at all, but it was life and work on the mission field, and I think it's kind of funny how Pastor Johnston in class is always telling us, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, and it was very much something that came about yesterday. That wasn't what we had in mind. But at the same time, I think it's really neat, his reaction to the whole thing. It was as if nothing had happened. He remained completely calm and said, well, you know, is everybody okay? And he lived out what he teaches in class as well, and that's just an encouragement to me. Amen. And I praise the Lord for all his blessings, and just for this school and all the faculty and staff and the students and my roommates that weighed on me hand and foot because I wasn't feeling too well last night. And I just praise the Lord for all his blessings.
Gloria?
My name is Gloria. I'm a sophomore Bible major. I'd like to again praise the Lord that he protected us in the wreck. And I was sick that day and came upon me right as we were starting the trip. And I don't know what was wrong with me. But anyway, I was throwing up in the car, and it's kind of embarrassing. But I'm feeling much better today, and I'm not throwing up anymore, obviously. But what I was really going to mainly praise God for this morning was I've been praying about some very specific things for years. And sorry. I think the tendency is when we pray for a long time about stuff to get discouraged and think, you know, is God ever going to answer these prayers? I was reading the other day, and it says, God is saying, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. And lately, God's just shown me some answers to those prayers that I've been praying for so long. And I just want to praise him that he is working, even when we can't see it.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Kurt Robertson. I'm a freshman missions major, about to be a sophomore. But I just want to praise the Lord, first off, for my salvation. Secondly, I want to praise the Lord for the work he's done in my life this semester. When I came back to school from the summer, I traveled with MTT, and I thought the Lord was really leading me to go to Scotland to be a missionary. And it just seems like throughout the semester, he's burdened me for so many different places. I can think back from when I finally surrendered for missions. He burdened me for Burma, for India, for I've surrendered to it all. If the Lord wants me to go, I'll go there. But this semester, the Lord really started to work on me, and it was like a nagging thought in the back of my head for America, and I was like, I don't want to go to America. I want to go somewhere else. I don't like this place. You know, and I always thought of it as, you know, being a Christian nation. And it wasn't really until this year that I really saw the need of America. And it's just like for like 4 or 5 weeks there, the Lord was really hitting me with church planting in America. And finally I said, Lord, if you want me to do church planting, that's what I'll do. So I surrendered to that as well. And it just seems like since I surrendered to that, Lord just keeps leading me that way. And now I have in the back of my mind that nagging question again, the West Coast of America, where it needs to be done. So if the Lord wants that, I'm going to seek that out and see if that's where the Lord leads. So I'm definitely heading that area. And then Pastor Johnson preached on men holding the ropes. And it was really like God was trying to show me, you know, I can go to a mission field and plant a church and reach those people there. But, you know, I could do so much more by going and planting churches in America and using those churches to send out so many other missionaries and do a lot more just by doing that. So I want to praise the Lord that He's working in my life and He's leading me, and I'm just seeking Him.
Amen.
Hi, my name's Esther Petrosik. I wanted to praise the Lord that He was able to use me at work. I was able to invite some people to come to church because, of course, they're saved. So, but they didn't come to church because of hypocrites. But I was able to invite them to church because I was wearing a skirt. And I just thought that was neat how the Lord uses simple things to create opportunities to talk to people. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for providing the money for me to stay through the rest of the semester here and be able to come back next semester, because I had no money at the beginning of the semester and no way in the middle, and but He provided it. So I just wanted to praise Him for that.
Good morning. My name is Dan Brown. I'm a senior pastoral major, Lord willing, graduating in May. Just want to praise the Lord for bringing me to Ambassador Baptist College. When I started college, I really had no intention of coming here, but the Lord changed my plans very clearly and made it so that I wouldn't be able to go back to the college that I started at. And so I just praise the Lord for bringing me to such a godly place where the Lord's been able to impact my life and really change my life in a lot of ways. And two things that really stick out in my mind that Ambassador has influenced me is one, just the emphasis on the Bible, like some have mentioned, especially just the need to be in it on a daily basis and how that just affects your life. And then also, secondly, the thing that sticks out is the emphasis on our Baptist heritage. And I just I praise the Lord for the way that He's blessed us as Baptists, and I'm proud to be a Baptist, and I just praise God for that. I also want to praise the Lord for the way that He's also provided for me this semester. He has also used different people to provide for my school bill, and He's also answered a big prayer in providing me a laptop for this semester, so I praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. John.
My name is John Newland. I'm a freshman missions major. And this last Saturday, I went back home for my 10-year high school reunion. And while I was there, some of my friends from before were like, one of them came up to me and said, so I hear you're a fundie now. And I just kind of said, well, what do you mean now? And he was just like, I said, I've always been. He was like, why? And I said, because it's right. And he goes, Jesus wasn't a fundy. That's Pharisee stuff. And I wanted to punch him in the mouth for calling my Jesus a hippie. Because Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 6 says, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. And I was like, well, that'll get me through this one. In Proverbs 17, verse 18, in the first part, it says, a man void of understanding striketh hands. And but I just started thinking about it, and I was like, well, you know, what do you really say to that other than go read your Bible a little more, you know? Luke chapter 6 says in verse 22, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. And I remembered back when I was in high school, I was like, why in the world would he say that? And then I remembered high school, and my principal remembered high school as well. And but I used to think that I was one of the cool guys, and I'd make fun of the other Christians who would actually go downtown and pass out tracts. And I thought I was cool. I wasn't afraid of anybody. I mean, I'd fight at the drop of a hat, and it didn't matter. And but I realized that I was a coward, and that the real tough guys are the ones who are here in school and who love the Lord and aren't afraid of the reproach of men. And thank God for the school. And I wasn't going to come here at first because I was afraid to move, because I didn't want my my wife to move away from my other family and stuff. But 3 weeks before school started, one of the schools that I was going to go to had a radio station, and they were playing some contemporary music, and they speak a lot against contemporary Christian movement and stuff. But their music was every bit of contemporary as any one of the other songs. And so I called them and told them why I wasn't going there, and then trying to get through to the radio station and talk to them too, but nobody would answer the phone. I guess maybe they knew what they were playing then. And so when I got home, I was just praying. I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. You know, how am I going to get in school? And then I got home, and I was like, you know, Gina will never want to move. And I walked through the door, and I told her what I'd heard on the radio. And she said, well, you know, if you wanted to move to Shelby and go to Ambassador, then I'll move with you. And so I couldn't ask for anything better than that. Amen. So, I'm grateful for the school and thank God for the fundies.
My name is Justin O'Lear. I'm a transfer student, so I'm not really sure what I'm classified as, but this is my first semester. But I do want to thank the Lord for this school. If you've ever been to another college for any period of time and you come here, you realize what a blessing it is. The faculty here is focused and they're personal and they're godly. And that's lacking in a lot of colleges. And down at Pensacola where I went, the students didn't have a focus for serving God. And I come here and the majority, if not everyone, wants to serve God with their life. And I really want to thank each one of you all for that, for your friendship. And I also want to thank God for my family. My family has been a great source of encouragement. My mom and dad have been rocks in my life by which I can steer off of. And I want to thank them. Whenever I get discouraged or whenever I lose focus as to what I should be doing with my life, they're always there to guide me back to where I should be. And I also want to thank the Lord for the Reisinger family. They have really just taken me under their wing, and they've got the coolest kids pretty much other than my siblings. And so, I want to thank the Lord for them. They've just really been a great blessing to just help me get accustomed to the college and also to feel accepted here. And I want to thank the Lord for all of that.
My name is David Crane. I'm a freshman evangelist major. I just want to praise the Lord, first of all, for Jesus Christ and for who he is. You know, in Philippians chapter 2, Paul writes to the Philippians about him. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. And took upon the form of servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I had the opportunity recently to preach to kids in Master's Club over at Tri-City, and I mentioned this fact then that back in the time that Jesus lived, crucifixion was not the death by which you'd want to die. You know, it's still not, and though they don't practice it anymore. That was the death that the Romans used to kill criminals, you know, those who had committed crimes against the state. It was not something which was desirable. But Christ humbled himself even to that death for us because he loved us, because he wanted to save us from our sins. That's just a blessing to me. I also like to praise the Lord for his word, as Hebrews 4:12 talks about, it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I've really noticed that this semester in the preaching. You know, it's just, I don't know if it was because of some things in my life last semester, but it was, the preaching didn't seem to hit home with me as much as it did this semester. I think perhaps that's because I told the Lord this summer when I was up in Wisconsin that I was ready to listen to him. You know, whatever he told me to do with my life, I wanted to do it. And ever since then, I just noticed that the preaching is just keeps hitting me right where I live. You know, it's like the guys that get up to preach, they've watched me for a couple weeks before they get up here to preach, because it's just, You know, it's just right where I live and right what I needed at that time. I just praise the Lord for that. I'd also like to praise the Lord for the faculty of this school, you know, especially for Dr. Comfort and Brother Beal and Mr. Smith. You know, I'm really glad for the fact that at this school, God is up here and the president is under him. You know, there's some schools that, you know, you wonder if the president is equal or equal to or above God. But that's not the case here. You know, if you talk to Dr. Comfort about what's going on at this school, what's happening, if you say that he does it, he doesn't want to hear that. You know, it's all about what God has done through him. And that's just a challenge to me. You know, there's a lot of people that they get up and it's all about them and what they've done, you know. And they seem to have this mentality that God's privileged to have them in his service. And that bothers me because I've seen myself have that mentality before, and I don't ever want to think that God has to use me, that his plan is not going to be accomplished without me. I'm privileged to be here and to be training under these men to serve God, and I know that God doesn't have to use me. He doesn't have to use any of us. But if we will submit ourselves to him, he will use us. Dr. Childs talks about this a lot in Pentateuch. He says that the key is remaining humble and open to the will of God. And that's what it's all about, people, is just remain humble and open to what God wants you to do. Amen. There's a lot more I could share with you. I was standing up here trying to think of just two or three things to share with you from this semester, because, like I said, God's really been working in my life. But just one more thing I've really noticed this semester is the power of prayer and spending time in the Word of God. You know, I was doing some studying last night about 10:30 or 11, and I'd had a long day, long week. You know, it was only Tuesday, but it was still been a long week. I guess some of y'all know how that is. Yeah. I was sitting there trying to study and just couldn't focus on anything. And I felt like something inside me was just stretched so tight, it was about to snap. And I was upset with myself. And then I realized I hadn't taken the time that day to pray and ask God to help me. And I just got down on my knees and I said, "Lord, this is it. I can't do this anymore. You know, I can't take all the pressure anymore." And I realized that I hadn't been allowing the Lord to work through me. I had been trying to do this in my own strength. And God really taught me a lesson last night about trusting in him and not in myself. I just want to praise the Lord for this school, for his word, and for those who get up behind this pulpit and preach God's word without apology to see results in the lives of their listeners.
As these are coming to give their testimonies, let me encourage you. We want to give everybody a chance, so make them brief and to the point. Let me mention a testimony about our meeting that we just concluded. It was an old-fashioned gully washer, and it was because the pastor really, really did a bang-up job in preparing. He prayed that somebody would be saved and baptized in every service, and the Lord multiplied that quite a bit. But one thing that was a tremendous blessing, we had a man saved on Sunday night, and on Monday night he had 14 visitors there. And his fiance, before the service, came to get saved. And they both got baptized, and they came forward last night to join the church. But the key was the preparation. The pastor in this little church, they run about 130 to 40, and we average probably 165 a night. And the pastor put about $3,000 in preparing for this meeting 3 days, And the extent of the preparation always is the extent of the lasting results. Okay.
I'm Dan Tarr. I'm a sophomore pastoral major. And one thing that I prayed specifically for this semester was humility. And I know that's a scary prayer request because that means that something could come into your life that's gonna humble you. And I've had a few instances this semester where not the circumstances, but actual people have come up to me and rebuked me. And maybe they weren't thinking that they were rebuking me, but what they said got me thinking. And I just go back to the dorm each night and thank the Lord because I learned something about my character that I needed to change.
Amen.
Each time, every time. And it's probably happened about 4 or 5 times this semester where someone's come up to me and told me something that maybe indirectly, but that I need to work on in my character. And better now than later, because each time I've learned something about myself that I need to fix. And maybe it's subtle, maybe it's a big thing, but each time the Lord's answered that prayer. And kind of takes care of your pride when someone tells you you're doing something wrong. So,
amen. Zach?
My name is Zach Green. I'm a master's student. I just want to praise the Lord for my fiance, Christy. She's such a blessing to me. She keeps me in line and tries to keep me in line. It's a full-time job. But I just want to praise the Lord that all the faculty have tried for 4 years, and now they're just going to turn me over. And so it's her job now. But she really is just a blessing. She is a very godly girl and has a godly family, and I just want to praise God. I told Brother Smith last night, I said, I feel like I'm marrying royalty, and I was like, I don't deserve her, but I just want to praise the Lord for that. Also, for opportunities he's given me, joined up with Boiling Springs Rescue Squad, plan on going to Cleveland Community College next semester to get some medical training. And I just want to praise the Lord. I was there working all night Sunday, and some people there came up. They just started talking to me, you know, about Ambassador, and kind of had the idea of John's friends about the fundies, you know. But I was just able to share with them for probably 30 minutes that evening. They were just asking questions, and so I just pray that I'll be able to have an impact there on their lives. And I just want to praise God also for Lewis Myers. He's at Cleveland Community College, and he's really standing up, and he's outspoken about his faith there. And God has put a lot of Christians in that college, and Lewis is just really having an impact. And that was a blessing. Me seeing him was a blessing for me to stand up and to do the same thing out in the community so that maybe God can use us to change the community around here for him. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Amy Marshall, and I'm a junior, and I will honor Dr. Comfort's wishes and make this quick. I have to go to nursery. But I just want to praise the Lord that he doesn't give up on us when we want so badly to give up on him. This summer, I didn't want to come back. I was like, you know what? I'm church ministries. I'm going to make it a 3-year, do secretarial, graduate, go back home, do physical therapy. I had everything planned out. And part of that was because I wasn't in God's will, and I was in a relationship with somebody that was not right. And I came back this semester. I was depressed. I was miserable. I didn't want to be here. I was a hermit. I didn't do anything. And if you know me, that's not me. And Pastor Charette preached on Wednesday nights. He preached, I think it was 7 messages on God's will. I was like, all right, Lord. So I was fighting it, and there was something that I needed to get out of my life. I needed to get relationship right. So I did. I got that out of my life, but went back on an off-ball break, to my shame. And after I came back, I was like, you know what, Lord? That was the worst thing I could have possibly done. And there was something I've been fighting with after I got everything out of my life, finally. There was something in my life I've been fighting since freshman year. And that was God's call for me to go to the mission field. And next semester, Lord willing, I will be a missions major here at Ambassador. And I just praise the Lord how everything, I don't know how I'm here. I didn't grow up in a Christian family. I went to a Christian school, praise the Lord, but didn't get saved till I was 17. So I just praise the Lord for my unsaved family and how God leads the unsaved to do things that will eventually work out for his will. And also I just want to praise the Lord that he didn't give up on me. I think so many times we just like, we kind of put God on a shelf and we don't read his word and we don't pray to him
And we just say, you know, I don't care anymore. But, you know, the Lord cares about one person. And I still remember that the message. I don't know if it was freshman year or sophomore year, the fifth sparrow. I don't know if any of you remember that. But that was a powerful message. He cares about us, just the one little fifth sparrow. And I just praise the Lord that he doesn't give up on us and that he wants us to return to him. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Josh.
My name is Josh Dorman. I'm a pastoral graduating senior. And I want to praise the Lord for where he's brought me from. Many of you know me. My freshman year, I started working in the school's cafeteria, and I worked there up through the end of my junior year, and I absolutely loved it there, and I had no desire to leave. But God had different plans for me. I turned in my application to work back in the cafeteria this year, and Mr. Dallas denied that application, said, I can't use your application. And at first, I'm like, God, why? You know, I'm a good worker. I do what I'm told. But God had me go to work at the Cliffs Valley Clubhouse where I work now. Now, and I know that God had me working in the cafeteria to get me trained to go where I work now. I'm still in food service. But there's one other Christian there for sure, but he's not doing anything really be a light to those unsaved people there, and I know that's why God has me there now. Because invariably on any given day, after people thank me for doing my job, I'll get a chance to talk to them a little bit about why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Amen.
And it's a blessing because they know I'm different there. They apologize when they swear around me. They try to stop when they're around me because they know I'm different. That'd be a challenge I have to you guys. If you're working out in the workplace, be different from those around you. But I also want to thank the Lord for my family. You know, as was said earlier, my dad, you know, has always been my dad, but now he's more than my dad. He's a friend to me. You know, I can talk to him about anything at home. And he's never tried to challenge me and take me away from what I believe God wants me to do. Even when I wasn't in God's will and I wanted to go out into a worldly career, he said, well, if that's what God wants you to do, go for it. But when I surrendered to the ministry, he said, I always knew you'd do that someday. But he never tried to persuade me along that way. He wanted God to work that out in my life, and I want to thank the Lord for my family.
Amen.
My name is Ray Villarreal, and I am a sophomore pastoral major. The Lord burned my heart this morning to thank our RAs and our ARAs. You guys, you've been a great influence on my life, and the things that happen every day, the trials that we go through, you're always there for us. And I want to thank you personally, and I know the guys in our dorm do. Scott's been a great influence on my life. Just to give you a for instance, as I was taking him to the hospital that wonderful Saturday morning, he was in intense pain. You know, he was pretty bad. But on the way there, he was singing, and he was joking around, and he was just Scott. But, you know, if you think about the regular college guy, you know, the non-safe, he'd probably be cursing and spitting and all of a sudden banging things up. You know, they wouldn't be able to play in the football or whatever. You know, he'd be angry. And you don't see that kind of spirit in others. And I thank God for that. And the way you deal with situations, RAs and ARAs, is teaching us how do we deal in situations in the future and how we need to go to the Lord in prayer and be faithful through all things. And I thank the Lord for that. I also thank the Lord for my dorm. We set a goal this semester to write down as many souls as we want to the Lord, and we have on the board 25 right now, and it's awesome, you know.
Praise.
I come back every week, and you know, there at Devo's hear about how another soul was saved, and it's exciting, and the way the Lord is using that, and you know, the Lord has given us a lot of privileges here. He's given us talents, you know, those golden talents, and some of you have five, some of you have a lot more. And some of you have the talent to speak and to witness more than you know, what some of us do. And I have to be careful with what I'm given with, you know. So I just want to encourage you, you know, also use all that you have, you know. Give God all you have now, and he'll use you in a mightier way in the future.
Thank Amen. You. Good.
My name is James Hearn. I'm from California. When Brother Beal was reading in Psalms, he went down to verse 12. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And it kind of put things in perspective to me. As far as San Diego, California is from Lattimore, North Carolina. You know, I just sat there and I thought about it, and I kind of got a little foggy-eyed because I thought how undeserving I am of such love of God and how he lowered himself to live a human life so that I may get saved one day. And I just really want to praise the Lord for leading me here, and the result is the people that he brought into my life. And when I first got here, I was basically right out of the world and boom, into Bible college. So it was a culture shock. And I was just kind of, I apologized to some people. I was very judgmental at, and I thought some of you were a bunch of nerds and just kind of needed to get real. And I remember sitting, right about where Mr. Smith is and orientation, and Dr. Comfort said, somebody here, our faculty prayed for you by name. And I was like, they don't even know me, and they're praying for me by name. And then, about lost it there. And then we were in opening revival, and it was just before, my grandma had just died the day I got here. And I was just, a lot of stuff was going through my head, still dealing with past stuff. And Dr. Comfort was preaching on assurance of salvation. He said, if you're doubting your salvation, you're calling God a liar. And just Lord started working in my heart, and I came down, and I came forward, and Dr. Childs grabbed me, and he started talking to me about things, and I was sharing my past with him. He's like, I struggled with that after I got saved, and threw a couple of verses at me, and he said, your name's James, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I prayed for you the other day. He said, he's never met me before, and he's praying for me.
Amen.
And it just really started, that was the point of my breaking, and then the Lord threw Dr. Spencer my way, and before I came here, as I surrendered to ministry, I wanted to go to Maranatha because I wanted to play football. And football was a big part of my life. Played all through high school. And I was going specifically for the reason to play football. My dad said, that's the wrong reason. Grow up, go to Ambassador. That's where God wants you. And then no one here's ever met my dad, but that's pretty much what my dad's like. And he keeps me humble. He just, every time I'm on the phone, he's like, James, grow up. And so Dr. Spencer was from, oh, cool, he's from California. Awesome, he played football. And just through the experiences, now that there's a connection there. And then Mrs. Mason, I royally stink at English. The mechanics, I butcher the language. And Mrs. Mason was, she started, and it's almost, she reminds me a lot of my mom in the sense that I'll speak up in class and she'll just point her finger at me and just, you kind of sink back into your chair. And I just really thank the Lord for just the teachers and everybody else. I mean, there's more faculty. I can, just everybody here that I've talked to, one way or another, it's impacted my life in the point that now I'm at work and a guy yesterday said, talking to you and Ed, because I work with Ed McMinniman, he said, I have more substance to my conversation than I do at home with my own wife. That's because we're always talking about the Lord. And I guess just if, the school is the school, but it's the faculty here that I think is what makes the school. I mean, the students especially, but the faculty here is really just taking me to a point of culture shock, to being, nothing on the ground, to slowly being brought up to what God is using me as now. And it's still a struggle. I ask you guys to pray for me. And by the way, just one more thing. Whoever prayed for my sister, thank you. Because when I came up and I gave that testimony, I called my mom and I just shared. I was like, Mom, I was praying for Sarah. We prayed for Sarah today. And she's like, well, Sarah, I have something to say to you. And Sarah said, James, I'm coming to Ambassador. And by the way, all you single guys, no. that about brought tears to my eyes because, I mean, just to hear that my little sister is going to come to a place where I know God will use her. And that was just great. So thank you, guys.
Amen.
My name is Lloyd Hammond. I'm a freshman missions major. And I just want to praise the Lord for the sacrifice of God's people. First, I want to praise the Lord for my parents. All these years, ever since before I was born, they've been saving up for me to go to college. And they provided for all 4 years for my school bill. So I praise the Lord for all the frugality and sacrifices they've made through the years. And just, I praise the Lord for the faculty and the staff here, and just for all you guys. I know you guys work long hours and just sacrifice so much to be here. I just want to praise the Lord that it really matters, that they take seriously my parents, everyone who sacrificed so that we can be here, and so that for you all, sacrificing so that you can be here. Just praise the Lord for the fact that you take seriously the ministry and what God, you feel God has called you to do.
My name is Nathan Stevenson. I'm a freshman, second man education major. I just want to praise the Lord for giving me a great semester. When I first came down here, about 4 days, up until about 4 days before I came down, I had no way of knowing how I was going to take care of this semester financially. I kept looking for a job, and every time I'd look for one, the Lord would close the door. I just didn't understand. And then 4 days before I got here, the Lord provided for me to be able to get here. It's just amazing to see his provision through that. Then a few weeks into the semester, we had a van wreck. And then I saw why the Lord didn't give me a job, because I couldn't have handled one after that. And it was just amazing to see even God's power in the wreck. It's nothing that makes you see God's power more than laying in an anthill face down with a van on top of your head. And I mean, it sounds weird, but it really just excited me. I mean, it was just amazing to see God's power. And, you know, I knew what should be wrong with me, but none of those things were wrong. It was just, I just praise the Lord for showing me his power this semester, his power to provide for me and protect me. It's just been a great semester. I just want to praise him for it.
And if you hadn't landed in that anthill, you may not be standing here. Is that right? Praise the Lord for ants.
My name is Chris Lau. I'm a transfer student. This semester has been one of trials, probably the hardest school year I've ever had, mental and spiritually. Just getting here, I'm thankful for the faculty and their patience. Mr. Hanke was probably tired of my million questions. I still ask questions a lot, but I'm just thankful for the faculty. Anytime you have a problem, just come down and sit with them, and they'll give you the Word of God. thankful for my I have grandparents. A lot of times I work late at night and early in the morning, and they're like, call us anytime you want. They're on the West Coast, which is thankful, 3 hours away. And they said, wake us up. We don't care. Well, as long as you make it home safe. And every night they kneel down together and they pray for their grandkids and kids.
Amen.
And they weren't saved till their 50s, and they were drunken alcoholics. And the Lord completely changed their lives, and they love the Lord now. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm just thankful. The other day I had this opportunity. I was on the way to church, and it's a couple weeks ago actually, and the Lord told me to stop and witness to this guy. I said, that's kind of crazy. I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense. And so I didn't end up doing it. And I was just broken. And the Lord just said, listen, listen to me. I will lead you. And so this last Sunday, I was on my way to church, and I was just like, Lord, why are you here? Why am I here? You know? And I've gotten some job offers recently from my past, from the military and civilian world. And I knew that money won't get you anywhere, bring you happiness. But sometimes it's enticing. And I was like, Lord, I don't really want to do this. I don't want to do this. And recently I just switched over from 1 year Bible over to pastoral studies. I said, I can't be used. There's no way, Lord. I'm not, you know, there's no way. That's just craziness. And I was feeling down and just really, I was like, why am I doing this? And on the way to church, the Lord said, I was driving by and I saw this hitchhiker. And Lord's like, you need to turn around and go pick him up. I was like, yeah, right. He's going to kill me or do something else. You know, you're told never to pick up hitchhikers. I said, all right, Lord. So I turned around. I went back and picked this gentleman up. And I was on the way to church. I was witnessing to him. I asked him where he was going. He said, Gastonia. And he smelled of alcohol and cigarettes. And through the Lord working through me, I was able to bring him inside the church and hear the message and the gospel. And he raised his hand to be saved. He wasn't saved. He was dealing with some pride. But I was sitting there in the church, and I was thinking, for the first time I've seen a church, I was looking around, and I was just like, Lord, you have given me joy being able just to witness for you, and it was such a joy. And he totally turned my attitude around and said, all right, you're my tool. Now be used. And at the same time, I looked around at the church members, and they weren't scowling at him. They weren't looking at him weird. He did smell quite strong of alcohol. And that's why he didn't want to come in, and his clothes weren't the best. And I said, I don't care what your clothes look like. You need to be in there. You need to hear the Word of God. And it was just a blessing. And then afterwards, I got to go talk with Pastor Surratt. And same thing. He said, we don't care what you look like. We just want to make sure that you have a right relationship with God. And just to be in a church, I've never seen Christianity that cares about people and not about what they look like and cares for their souls more than they care for the appearance. It was just a blessing, and it was cool to see when you start getting things out of your lives, letting all the sins in the past and the world, you purge that from you, the Lord can actually speak to you, and I've never had that before. And so I'm thankful for the faculty and the preaching. And many times I remember Dr. Child just putting his hands up and saying surrender. And it just constantly goes through my mind, surrender, surrender. And there's many times I try to take control, and God just says, yield it to me. And so I'm just thankful for the faculty and what he's continuing to do in my life. It's I don't feel like I deserve to be here, but it's a blessing. So thank you.
Amen. Bubba.
My name is Bubba Stouter, and Lord willing, I'll graduate in 3 semesters. I want to praise the Lord being saved. It's good to be saved. I've got to praise the Lord. I have a rich heritage, got a good family. And on top of that, just praise the Lord he's brought me thus far to Ambassador, because he's brought me a long way.
Amen. Bubba, thank God for the difference in you now and when you came here as a freshman.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a junior this year, and I just want to praise the Lord for the gift of salvation. And in 2003, my grandfather passed away very suddenly, and none of us had expected it, and my grandfather wasn't saved, and we had witnessed to him for years. And as a 15-year-old, I didn't understand that. That did not make sense to me, why I prayed for my grandfather, and he didn't receive Christ. And after his death, my grandmother decided to go visit her family, which is out in Idaho and California and out that way. And she was going to go visit her sister in Idaho. And my family didn't want her to go by herself, so they chose me, 15, to lead my grandmother to Idaho. I didn't understand that, but that was okay. And while we were out there, I just got there and I saw how that none of them were saved on that side of the family. And it was just very depressing. And I said, God, just use me while I'm here. And no one got saved when I was there, but I hadn't been home a couple of weeks. I might have been about 2.5 weeks, and my cousin Lynn called me. And, you know, I told her that, you know, when I graduated high school, I was going to go to a Bible college. And she thought, you know, she'd never heard of such. She's like, why would you go to a Bible college? And she called me. She had been listening to the radio, and a pastor come on. I still don't know who it is to this day. And preached the gospel, and she received Jesus Christ as her Savior.
Amen.
And it was such a blessing to see God use that. Well, I've been in touch with her ever since I've been here, and I got to see her 2 years ago. And she's been growing. You know, it's been kind of slow. There's not even Southern Baptist churches out there where she's at. The only churches I found within 40 miles were just non-denominational. And so that was kind of discouraging, but she reads her Bible, and she, you know, she comes to the same conclusions that, you know, that I believe. She's like, well, maybe I'm a Baptist, and I just don't know it. And it was just so exciting to see that. And since my grandmother has gotten saved, she's been one of the biggest soul winners I've ever met in my life. And every year, she makes a point to go to the Ladies' Jubilee at Franklin Road Baptist Church in Tennessee. And so I went with her for years until I came to college, and so I was kind of sad about it. Well, my mom called me. My cousin Lynn is coming down from Idaho to go to the Ladies' Jubilee in Tennessee.
Amen.
And I was just so excited, and I was like, I want to come up, you know, just maybe for a day or just, you know, for the weekend, because my grandmother's only 3 hours. And my mom's like, Jennifer, you're going to be graduating in less than a week. She's like, you can't do it. That's impossible. And I said, Mom, with God, all things are possible. And we've been praying for her husband for years, and we've just been praying about it. And Lynn didn't think she could stay any longer than what she did, and they're trying to work it out where Lynn and Tony can come to my graduation. And Tony is unsaved. It's been very hard. It's just witnessing to him. He's gotten closer. He doesn't understand why his wife goes to church. To him, that's just foreign. So I just want to praise the Lord and how he uses us, you know, when we least expect it, and takes trials that we don't understand. And then it's like, that's why he did it. You know, had my grandfather not passed away when he did, me and my grandmother probably would not have gone out to Idaho, and Lynn probably would not have accepted Jesus Christ. And so I'd just like to praise him for his providence.
Great.
I'm Silas Childs, and a sophomore, 3-year Bible major. I want to praise the Lord for my church. I go to Victory Baptist Church, and it's just a blessing to be able to serve in the church, but to have such godly church folk and a pastor who serves the Lord, even though he has a brain tumor. It's just a blessing to be in the church, and I praise the Lord for that.
Good. I'm John Hyas. I'm a freshman pastoral major. I want to thank the Lord for his leading in my life. I felt the Lord's call to be a pastor around 8th, 9th grade, and I said that to everybody for a long time, but I began to doubt if the Lord really actually called me. So about last year, I broke down finally and said, Lord, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do, I will do. And right then, that night, I opened in my Bible to Isaiah 42, and verse 6 especially spoke to me. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. And I knew from right there, the Lord did want me to be a pastor, and he was calling me. And right then, also during that time, I was considering which college to go to, whether Ambassador or one other college, where all my friends and both my brothers are. I prayed about it, but the Lord just gave me peace about Ambassador. Every time I think of this other college, I get nervous. I think of problems I've seen in it. And I knew that the Lord led me here. And I first came here my first week, and that was very hard on me, separated from my family, from everyone I knew. But ever since, after that first week, I had joy and peace, and I'm just so thankful that I'm here to hear the Word of God preached and taught in the classrooms. Also, I'm thankful for my family. I have a godly family that raised me up as how they God wanted them to. My parents spanked me a lot, just like they should. I needed it, and I'm thankful for that and how they still love me and are still helping me as much as they can. I'm also thankful for my brothers. This past weekend, I was able to visit with my one brother and a friend of mine. They were both from this one college. And I was able to spend time with them. I'm thankful that they mentioned that, yes, they do see a lot of problems in this college. I'm thankful that they do have the discernment to see things that are wrong. And they're close enough to the Lord that they are trying to follow Him. And also, as they were heading back, they had a blowout on one of the tires. And they tried to take care of it, but the jack was bent or something, and they couldn't jack the car up. Well, with the Lord's providence, a policeman pulled up behind them and helped them out. And they took and helped them take care of the tire. And as they got back on the road, they felt the other tire going. It's just having problems. But the Lord provided, and they got back safely. So I'm thankful for the Lord for a lot of things.
Hello, my name is Johanna Vika. I'm a sophomore elementary education major. And I just really want to thank God for this college. I haven't said that to you guys. But before I came, I was, very religious, I guess, but I was very cold in my heart. And I wanted God to use me, but at the same time, there were other things that were more important than God was. And being here, being with you guys, and just the influence you are, whether in classes with the sermons, or just being in the dorms, being around people who care about God, who have a passion and want to serve Him, it affects the rest of us. And just to have a greater love for God, I'm just thankful that I was able to be here and be a part of it.
Amen. Mike.
My name is Mike Davis. I am a pastoral junior major, and I just want to praise the Lord for allowing Crossroads in our lives. And I just thank the Lord for it, and even though most of you know I was in that van wreck back in September, I just praise the Lord also for the ones that endured along with me. And also, I also want to thank all of my roommates who endured me back in October when I went through some middle-of-the-night hallucinations, but getting off of my medication, but I do appreciate you all being patient with me. But anyways, I just thank the Lord for those crossroads, because sometimes you go into a direction that you think God wants you to go into. However, sometimes He can use instances just like that to turn you into another direction. And I just praise the Lord that He sometimes slows us down to get our attention. And also, I would like to thank the administration for allowing Dr. Dalton to come on board to the faculty here. He has been such a tremendous blessing in my own life, and having his compassion on fundamentalism has really impacted my life. And just seeing all these churches throughout our country that have lost it, it's just been a real burden on my own life, and I just thank you for his influence on my life. And also, as I look around the faculty and the administration and everything that's here, I just also had to think of the individual back home, my own home church, who was the witness to Dr. Comfort when he led him to Christ. Every time I go back and just see him, looking at everything that's just the fruit that's right here, I am just very thankful for that man who led him to Christ, who today is still living. And every time I go back and see him, it's like when I shake his hand every Sunday, it's like, thank you for allowing this to take place. And also, I'm very thankful to have a mother who took care of both my brother and myself on her own. And she has been a tremendous blessing on my own life. And I just think I'm very thankful for a godly parent that I had.
Good. Thomas.
Good morning. My name is Thomas Stelp. I'm a sophomore from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. And I wanted to praise the Lord first of all. And I rejoice and don't take for granted the salvation that the Lord gave to me back in October 17th of 1999. And I'll never forget that day. And I praise the Lord that he saved a wretch like me. And I can know for sure that I'm on my way to heaven. I rejoice in that. And I wanted to just praise the Lord in this praise chapel for Maranatha Baptist Church. It is my home church, and I praise the Lord for that, and for Pastor Camp and Pastor Dietrich, for Brother Scoville, and the leadership there. And I praise the Lord for the many opportunities that only God has given me there, and to teach in King's Kids, and to work in the nursing homes, and sing the choirs, and different things like that. It's just so awesome. And I just praise God so much for these opportunities, and I pray that only He gets glory through those things. And I do want to praise the Lord just for the blessings He gives to us each day. And I do want to praise the Lord in this praise chapel for Brother Childs and his wife. I remember the first time that I met Mrs. Childs was at a Messiah concert, and she just, the first thing she said to me, she said, "You're Thomas Stelp, I've been praying for you." And I couldn't fathom that someone that I've never met in my life still praying for me. I know Brother Childs does too. I need a lot of it, sir. And I praise the Lord for you. And I remember the first time that I met him, when I came to visit, I was always in the classes with Dave Smith and the senior classes and things like that. I never got to meet Dr. Child somehow. And when I came, I was on my way to my first meal at Ambassador Baptist College. I was really excited. And when I was on my way through here, it was right there. And he looked at, I said, "Hello, sir, what's your name?" And he said, "Where's your name badge?" And I didn't have it on, and that wasn't very good. And I went back and got it. And I just will never forget times in your classes, sir. And your humbleness and sincerity and not holding back and giving me what I need. And I just praise the Lord for that. And it's good to be on the way to heaven. Amen.
Amen. Michael.
My name is Micah Vestner, and I'm a junior, a second man Christian education major. And after reviewing all the things to be thankful for, and Mr. Beal speaking on Monday night on the people that have had influence in your life coming here, you could boil it down to basically three people. And two of them, my parents. It's just, it's unbelievable the amount of support and prayer and everything, and even stuff I don't know about that they've done. And without their influence, I don't know where I would be. And then another person, once I got here, I would have to say it would be Dr. Childs. And I really miss being in his classes, and I thank him for his influence in my life and how he surrendered to God and everything for his life.
Amen.
My name is Donald McMenamin. I'm a junior this year, second man Christian education major. I'd like to praise the Lord for, first of all, my salvation, and so second of all, for my job. I have a pretty good job, especially considering the area. Doesn't seem like there's many good jobs around here, but praise the Lord for my job and for my boss, Marv. He's a great guy, marvelous Marv. He's allowed me to go home for the summer and then come back and have a job still, and that's a big thing. Also, he's allowed me to go home for Christmas for a while. I also Thank the Lord for the opportunities I get there to witness to my coworkers and to the truck drivers there. I ask one of the couple of the truck drivers that had plans for the weekend. They'll say, no, not really, just relaxing, and I'll suggest that they go to church somewhere, and they just laugh off the idea, but I'm getting in their heads, and it's good. Also, I work with a guy whose name is Roderick Pounds. We call him Pound Cake. I have opportunities every day when we fill out our pre-trip forms before we go out and load trucks. I have the opportunity to kind of talk with him a little bit, see how he's doing. And I've had opportunities to share little sermonettes with him. We'll look at the loads of the trucks, and we'll be like, this is going to be a crazy night. All these loads, how are we going to fill all this stuff on the trucks? And I'll have an opportunity to preach at him. But along with preaching the application of biblical principles, I throw in the salvation in there too. And I'm not sure if he's saved. I think he may be. His father was a pastor. He grew up in Atlanta. His father was a pastor there, still is. We share stories about the city life and everything. But pray for Cake, if you would. He's planning on coming out to our cantata out in Charlotte, so that's a blessing.
We'd like to mention a couple of things as we come to a conclusion to this service. I wanted to let you know about the offering this morning. Of course, we've been praying that the Lord would provide these offerings to meet a specific need. And it looks like at this point we have $2,455.91. And so I certainly thank the Lord for your giving. I hope that you'll pray over these next few evenings that the Lord would continue to bring in a desired amount so that we can help God's servants. And so I hope that you'll pray for that. And I want to thank you so much for your giving already this morning.